It took nearly 15 years, but the Jay Giles Band finally reached the top of the single chart with Centerfold and the album chart with Freeze Frame at the exact same time on this date, February 6th, 1982. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. I can see a world of rock. They continued the new wave influence they put on Love Stinks the year before, while keeping their rock and blues roots. But it was a gamble for the Jay Giles Band. They were never a multi-platinum band, even though they had a dedicated fan base from years of non-stop touring that they didn't want to alienate. Just like any other rock band, though, they wanted success, and the gamble paid off. The Freeze Frame album went to number one for four straight weeks, their only album to do so, going platinum and giving them three hits, including the number one Centerfold. They were an overnight success after 15 years and 10 albums. But with success comes problems, and lead singer Peter Wolfe and keyboardist Seth Justman, the band's primary songwriters, were drifting apart with creative differences. The follow-up to Freeze Frame would be made without Wolfe, who left for a solo career, and the band called it quits in 1985. Wolfe's solo career would start off promising, but stalled by the end of the decade, and the other band members would mostly go on to production and session work. For fans who wanted more, it wouldn't be the end. They would reunite with Wolfe for a tour in 1999. There wouldn't be any new music, but a series of reunion tours would follow until founding guitarist John Giles split in 2012, prompting a lawsuit until his passing in 2017. It tore them apart, but the Jay Giles Band achieved their greatest success when Centerfold and Freeze Frame simultaneously reached the top of the charts on this date, February 6, 1982, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.